Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Crowds gathered around Jesus. He touched the lives of many with his healing powers. Jesus shared his message from heaven with his disciples and those who gathered near to hear what he had to say. Matthew's gospel account records what Jesus said on the mountainside as he outlines the nature of discipleship and the kingdom of God. We will share the grand invitation that Jesus gives to everyone who chooses to follow him. Join us for our study from Matthew chapter 5.
Lord, let your light light up your face.
Jesus began the discourse from the mountainside saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Well, we call them the Beatitudes. Jesus is declaring that if we have and develop these attitudes and the character of righteousness that gives rise to such a nature, we will be blessed. Jesus is giving this invitation to everyone who hears his words. He so desires that we are far more than just to be happy people, which depend upon the pleasing circumstances in our lives. Jesus is offering to all who follow him a blessed life. Even with the opposition against the righteous, life will be blessed. The old law, which had been given long before, contained the set of standards by which God intended his people to follow. And Jesus is saying that there is more than just an external obedience to these commands. A blessed life is found where the heart shapes the behavior of one's life. Living with a heart surrendered to God, ready to be cleansed from sin by the saving grace that comes through the obeying the gospel. Having turned ourselves to God, the remaking of our lives takes shape. The Spirit of God moves into the heart, and by it we are humbled before the Almighty One, who is attentive to every personal need within us. If we desire the righteousness offered through Jesus, we become a person who is merciful to others, guided by pure motives in everything. All the ungodly ways of this world is put away. As far as it depends on us, we seek to bring peace into our world and among those with whom we share it. While living in the world, our eyes will be upon the great reward of heaven, where all the sorrow and the pain have been taken away. We can live beyond the troubles of this world. We live blessed with the confidence that the promises of God will be fulfilled. It takes faith to believe that Jesus offers a blessed life when persecution may come and evil deeds will be encountered. The blessed life is based upon the truth that Jesus is Lord and Savior. This is the great confession that separates men from men. Our faith in Jesus is to believe that he was with God, that he is God, and that he is creator of all that we see and know in this universe. We place faith and trust in the love of God that provided salvation through the perfect life and sacrifice of Jesus. A blessed life is to live knowing Christ has made us into his likeness. Jesus said, "A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." He told the parable of the rich man whose ground produced a great harvest. He had to build larger barns to store it all up, and he had goods for years to come. However, the man planned only for this life, his life here on this earth. He foolishly failed to be rich toward God. Being rich toward God is where we find the blessed life. Great comfort and satisfaction is to be found by knowing Jesus and his great promises for those who follow him into eternity. Have you begun the life that leads to all these blessings? If not, why not? There is no real certainty in this life. Jesus has a hope for those who choose to live in anticipation of eternal life, and we hope and pray you will have it.
Blue and sky, cloudy day, whether it's good or bad that tends to come my way. From the highest hill or deepest valley, I will claim his rest. For the one who loves me makes me richly blessed. Fresh delight, deep lament, whether in joy or pain I've learned to be content. For the one who fills me with his Spirit always knows what's best, and the one who loves me makes me richly blessed. And And I know that life is like a ship that sails
out on the sea.
Sails out
sometimes
on the sea.
Cradled by the calm and sometimes plunged.
And sometimes plunged into the fury.
Peace within my heart provides a
warm and sweet caress. For the one who loves me makes me richly blessed. Bluest sky, cloudy day, whether it's good or bad that tends to come my way. From the highest hill or deepest valley, I will claim his rest. For the one who loves me makes me richly blessed.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.
Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. To Him be glory to in the church and glory in the church and the right church and precious Christ all generations to the church. Immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us.
To Him be glory in the church
and glory in the church and glory in the church and glory in the church and glory in the church and glory in the church. Immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine.